Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Things finally came to a head. The Philistine people were getting fearful of Isaac and his prosperity, so they asked him to leave. Isaac finally, after stopping in two or three places, finally gets to Beersheba. This is like stop number four on his journey, and it has taken him a while to get there. Isaac probably wants to be done with feeling like he is on the run. He left Gerar, stopped and opened up a well. Then there's conflict over the well, so they kept moving. They went to the next place, and it is the same hymn, second verse. They go on to the next place, and then finally the fourth verse, they end up at Beersheba. This is a place that has been very significant to the family. It was where Abraham had planted a memorial tree. After the first treaty was signed, agreed to with Abimelech and Phicol, he planted the tamarisk tree there, and everybody knew about that, and the Philistines knew they should leave Isaac alone. I am sure Isaac at this point had other things on his mind. Just the night before, God had appeared to him and promised again that he would have some children, that he would have a lot of offspring, that God would bless him. He said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Don't be afraid. I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants." I am sure the next day his experience with God, seeing and speaking with him the night before, is still very fresh in Isaac's mind. It is near the forefront of his mind that God was going to take care of him, that God would bless him there just as he had in Gerar. But there is the part about the descendants. Rebecca is barren. She and Isaac have been married for 20 years with no sign of children. Isaac is 60 years old and no kids yet, but God is promising them. These events in Isaac and Rebecca's and Abraham's life make us wonder, what kind of choices did God make? God has a plan, and from the Garden of Eden on, God is working his plan of redemption. It is like election time, and you look at who the choices are on the ballot, and you wonder, man, is that the best we could do? You look at the people God chose and wonder, is that the best God could do? Couldn't he have picked different people? Couldn't he have picked better people? If God is going to provide this seed, who would deal with the serpent? Some of those individuals in line were not the most honest. They did not show a lot of integrity at times. Jacob would be a good exhibit of that. Yet God used them anyway. They were real people, portrayed warts and all in the ups and downs of real everyday life. And while that may be a head-scratcher for us, why did not God choose better people? Thank God he did not, because it shows us that God not only can use anyone to bring about his purpose, God does use all kinds of people. Not necessarily the most gifted, fill in whatever description you want. God uses all kinds of people to bring about his purpose. You can almost hear Isaac's groan here as he looks up and sees who is coming. He looks up and sees Abimelech and Phicol and their friend on the way. Really the last people he wants to deal with. God has a plan. He has a good plan. And remember, he has just promised to be with Isaac. So there is really no need for fear. Isaac's first thought was perhaps one of dread. Oh no, I thought we could settle down here and look who's coming. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.